Hi, everybody. I'm sitting here with Chris Anderson, Marketing Director for Meyer Natural Foods. And I'm here at the Meyer Natural Foods, or Meyer, at the Meyer Ranch here in Montana for the first ever media tour. Chris, thanks for joining me for a couple minutes here. I wanted to ask you first, what was kind of the development of this tour? What was the hope that you were trying to get out of this tour, bringing the media out here? And do you feel like you've attained that goal, in a sense?
Yeah. You know, we've often talked internally in the company that that we have the greatest story never told in the meat business. And so this has sort of been a project, sort of a long time coming for us. This is a working ranch, obviously, as you've seen, and we've brought customers out here over the years. But it's also for us an opportunity to really showcase what we do, why we do it. We want to broaden the audience out for this story, both for industry and for consumers as well. And so we decided to pull together a media tour, come out here. It's a bit of a trek, a little hard sometimes to put a group together and make the journey. But the ultimate goal for us is to begin to tell that story. And we don't think we're going to accomplish that, you know, just on this one media tour. We'd like to perhaps, you know, do these almost on an annual basis and you know, really let industry and consumer publications track our development as a company and what we do. It's an evolving process for us in our business as a natural niche supplier of beef products. We're very experimental in our approach. We are constantly testing and evaluating new and better ways to naturally raise beef for American consumers. So that's really what this is all about for us. We see this as a stepping stone along the way for the company.
Do you, you know, thinking back, we're here toward the end of the tour, was there any moment at which during the tour you kind of saw the media folks and maybe saw the light bulb come on for them in some ways? Was there a point at which you said, yeah, this was a great idea and something we definitely should do in the future?
Yeah, I think it was clearly the moment when you guys met Jim Phillips, our ranch manager. He probably knows more about naturally raising cattle than anyone in the world. And to have you interact with him, to, you know, ask him questions, let him sort of describe, you know, the day-to-day here and the trials and tribulations that the folks here on the ranch go through and raising animals humanely and naturally in this beautiful but rugged and difficult environment, I think it's just phenomenal. So yeah, I could see the light bulbs going off at that time, and even for myself, going off for me. Mm-hmm. There's so much for all of us to learn. So it's, yeah, I think it's been very special.
Are you still, you mentioned niche, are you still kind of that niche side project? Where do you think you guys fit into the overall spectrum based on some of the things we saw on the tour?
Yeah, it's sort of ironic in a way that our company is seen as progressive when in reality we're going back to an older approach, the way cattle were raised in this country and on these lands, you know, 60, 70 years ago and beyond. We do occupy a niche in the market. It's less of a niche than it was 5 years ago, probably even 1 year ago. You know, and certainly when Bob Meyer purchased this land and began ranching operations here back in the late 80s, early 90s, natural wasn't even a thought in most consumers' minds. So, yeah, we are converging with consumers in that regard. We've always done this way as a company, and consumers are coming along with us at this point in time. Natural's a growing category. As the commodity beef world, stagnates and even, loses ground, we continue to grow as a company. And we think that, that's not a short-term trend. It'll continue over the next 5-10 years. It's really a mainstream proposition for us down the road among consumers. And I think we're seeing that with younger generations coming up. Kids today have a much higher expectation for the food that they eat, where it comes from, why it was raised in a certain fashion. It's about the animals, it's about the land, but it's also about the eating experience. All of that plays into how the product performs and how one enjoys the product. It's really what we're all about.
And it's amazing how all those things kind of come together to produce the product you guys produce at the end of the day. So where do you think that growth is headed? It's kind of been, it hasn't been a skyrocketing rocket shot growth, which is probably a good thing, because those are usually trends or fads that go away or peter out at the end of the day. Do you think it's going to be a gradual, slow growth? Does that fit into kind of how you guys are planning for the future? What does the future hold here for Meijer?
It's not, to your point, it's not been an exploding trend. We've seen growth rates in the high single digits over the years, and that's a good place to be, very comfortable for a company like ours. The trends are evolving. Consumers are more and more interested in grass-fed, grass-finished programs, organic programs. Local is a huge trend in the consumer world. And, we think our products can play in all of those areas. We do, as a company, offer a line of organic products. We are developing a grass-fed product line as well. We are dabbling in products that are marketed with a local claim. For us, our primary programs, the Meijer Natural Angus program, which you're seeing here on the ranch this week, and the Laura's Lean Beef program are more mainstream. They're naturally raised. They make no hormone, no antibiotic claims. That is become more of a mainstream proposition, but as consumers, start to dive more and more into other areas, we feel like as a company we're well positioned to address those needs as well. And certainly grass-fed and organic products are a key one going forward.
Well, I appreciate it, and I want to thank you for inviting me out. It's honestly a beautiful ranch, and it's just so quiet and wonderful. I mean, it's a far cry from Chicago, where I'm based, and while it is a little cut off from society as well, that's part of what makes it really, really beautiful out here. So I appreciate you having me out and showing me some of the things you guys are doing out here. It's a fantastic story, and hopefully these media tours beyond myself will add to your guys' reach and the understanding of what you guys are doing. So thank you for having me out.
Thanks for coming.